Hello and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand. We're here to inspire and empower female entrepreneurs like you. This podcast is all about delivering no fluff, high value content that helps you grow your business. It doesn't matter if you have no budget and are still DIYing everything on your own, we're giving you the tips, tools, and strategies you need to build a sparkly empire. I'm Lauren Tassi, your copywriter and launch strategist, and I'm joined by my co-host, the marketing and branding expert, Megan Gersh.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am good. This episode, we're going to be diving into some recent revelations that we've had in our business. And I feel like my sparkly moment is tied to that as well. So why don't we kick things off with that? Do you want to go first?
Yeah. I probably should have prepared one. You know what? It's just going to be a continuation of where I was at last week. I clearly was like going through some challenges. I'm still dealing with some like mindset stuff right now. I know for sure, but I'm definitely in a better place. I've had some new projects start up, been able to hire some people this week. So I am more sparkly than I was at this time last week.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. So for mine, I mentioned on an earlier podcast episode. So I just invested in this high level business coaching. And honestly, it's kind of directly tied to what we're going to talk about today. But I've just been having a lot of revelations that I never got really any business training in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey. And some of these things that I have been learning have just been like, but it's cool to be learning it. And I'm very excited about astonishing kind of moments of like, wow, how did I make it this far? So yeah, it's just been a really great experience.
Well, I can't wait to hear about it. And I'm glad we're going to just do an episode about it. So none of us have to wait any longer. So today we're just going to kind of do like, I guess, a state of the union where we're at in our businesses. And we've both sort of, since we started this podcast almost a year ago at this point, we've both really sort of taken some twists and turns, and we're not where we were a year ago. And we just kind of want to catch everybody up on where we're at, where we're heading, that kind of thing.
So I think for me, I was doing like a lot of a kind of reflection at the end of last year. And I think one of the big revelations that I came to was I feel like I have a very solid foundation in my business. Like I have a lot of my systems. I have my lead magnets in place. I have systems to deal with like how to get those out to folks that sign up and all of that stuff. And I have my marketing systems in place. And it just feels like it's time to like get to that next level. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to find a business coach that I aligned with that could help to push me in that new next direction. So I've been going through some of the trainings, as well as we had a virtual retreat last week. So it was a group of women who met on Zoom. We went through all of these exercises. They sent us a bunch of materials in the mail, as well as some reading material. Basically, we went through setting up a 30, 60, 90 plan, which I have never done before. You know, you set your yearly goals and then you kind of deconstruct it into the next 90 days, the next 60 days, the next 30 days, and breaking down the different pieces and steps that you need to implement in order to get there, which is wild to me. Like I've never planned anything like a year in advance in my life. I'm serious. Like it's just when I first was asked, like, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be in like a year? I was like, I don't know. Like it was kind of that reaction. And yeah, so it's just been like a really interesting process to, you know, in even like some kind of soul searching ways to be like, what do I want like in a year? Like what do I want my business to look like in a year? And so I've been working through that. Like one of my big goals is to really get some solid passive income in place to have that solid kind of like consistent income in my business, as well as I want to form a few new habits in my business. So one thing that I've noticed about myself is that even though like sometimes I'll put like going live on my calendar, like on social media, like I will just like say like, oh, like, you know, that's something that I could do for my business that I know it would help, but like, I'll just find myself like procrastinating on it a little bit or finding something else to do. And I really think that being in this program is going to help provide me with that accountability that I need. I know if somebody's going to be checking in with me, I'm going to want to hit those marks so that I can be like, yep, I did it this week. Like, you know, and like, I think that that part, like having accountability partners and like kind of, they call them like business BFFs, but having that business BFF to hold you accountable is just so key and important to like, you know, meeting those goals. So it's been a process so far. I'm super excited with where I'm at with it so far, but there's definitely still a lot of work to be done. And yeah, that's what's going on.
Awesome. So this is something we had talked about privately before you had found this person, and we were both sort of looking. And so I'm curious, how did you connect with this coach? How did you know this was the person you wanted to make a big investment and spend all this time with?
Yeah, definitely. So I first found her on TikTok, of course.
I knew that was the answer.
Of course. And what I really liked about her was that she, I don't know, there was just like a way about like how she spoke to the camera. Once I kind of dove in to get to know her a bit more, got a few of her freebies, like started kind of like looking into her a little bit more, I found that I really aligned with her values, which is like super important to me. She's very anti-hustle culture. She works like 25 hours a week. It's like, that's something that I like really aspire to. She really values like life before business, which is great. And that's just something that like I've talked about this in another episode, but like, I really want to build a lifestyle where like my work supports my life. You know what I mean? And not the other way around. So that's kind of like, I just took the plunge with her, super excited. And some of the freebies that she was providing actually were really, really amazing, like tactical things that you could put into practice with your business. Like one of the things that I downloaded was like a revenue to profit calculator, like an Excel spreadsheet where it did all of the calculations for you. Like basically, okay, you put in, you know, if you have five services, you put in the five services, how much they cost, and then it calculates, okay, you need to, if this is your goal revenue, this is how much you need to make every month for each of these services, which is also like something that I had a goal revenue in mind, but I never just thought about it that way. I'm just like, I feel like it's like that creative brain that just like, you know, not very tactical when it comes to like the numbers side of business.
Yeah. I also think it's just like going through someone else's process or somebody else gives you an Excel spreadsheet and you have to put numbers together. It's a little different than being like, well, I want to make six figures. You know, it's just that sort of like concrete thing lights a fire on under you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes it very much like real. Like it makes it like, okay, if I want to make $2,000, this is how many coaching sessions I need to sell this month. And it's like, oh, that gives me like a realistic target of like, if I want to sell that many coaching sessions, this is probably what I need to do to achieve that. So it's just a different way of thinking than I had kind of come into business with thinking. And like, it's just very, very tactical and very different from the way that I've run my business up until this point. So it's been so interesting.
Is there anything that you've like, maybe less like big picture stuff and more just like day to day? Is there anything that you've like implemented immediately? Like, oh, I do my calendar a different way now, or I do this, or anything that we can steal from you?
So nothing that I've implemented just yet. Two tips that I found very interesting. One was to use your autoresponder in your email to, number one, like educate your audience on like some frequently asked questions that you get. So like, you know, if you get the question all the time, like, how do I work with you? Maybe just directing them to your work with me page, like simple things like that, where like, you know, it basically just educates them on like how to take action on certain things. And this could look like 3 to 5 questions in that email. The other part of like that email could be essentially like establishing your response time. So she recommends a 24 to 48 hour window, which is a little bit long for me, to be honest. I usually try to do a response within 24 hours. But the flip side of that is I also don't give my phone number out to clients. So it's like, I want people to be able to get in touch with me. So that's one of the tips, is basically just to set expectations and boundaries through that email responder and just have it running constantly, which I thought was an interesting strategy. The whole program is around like kind of positioning you more as a CEO and getting you off of the tasks that are kind of like more admin. She calls them like $10 tasks, where they're kind of like more social media posting, essentially like, you know, busy work type tasks that you can pass off to somebody else and kind of move you more into like an ideas type visionary role. And with this, she has a system where basically you can assign a points value to like each of these types of tasks. And basically you have a goal where you, it's called like your CEO score. And basically each week you add up your points that you associated with everything that you do to see if you can hit that CEO goal. And that's directly tied to your revenue goal. So it's like, it all fits together, but it's just like, just again, a different system. I've never thought about it like that before. I know that there, again, these are some of those thoughts that I'm having about like, you know, eventually I'd love to outsource somebody to edit this podcast and like, you know, somebody to help out with like, you know, emailing certain things like canned responses and stuff like that. But it's just the matter of putting the systems in place and putting the training in place. So that way, when I hand it off to somebody else, it's crystal clear what needs to happen.
Yeah, those are both great. I was thinking we might want to do, I'd love to do an episode on like setting up systems and processes, because that's something I've been doing on my end of the business. I'm just getting my whole Dubsado to work, like setting up all, like you basically start like big picture, what's every single step and, you know, all of that. And where can I automate it? So it's something I've been thinking about a lot lately. I think it might be helpful for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about you? Like, have you had like a revelation type moment in your business lately?
Yeah, I have to say the word revelation right now is hitting me strangely because, and I think you guys have been watching this too, but Under the Banner of Heaven. And then I also like literally last night started watching, there's another documentary about fundamentalist Mormons. And they always use the term revelation when, you know, the God is speaking to them and they, you know, so revelation is like literally every time I hear it right now, I'm just like giggling. But anyway, yes. So my business revelation, here's where I've been basically the past 6 months or so. I got married in April, as you know, and leading up to that, I set things up great in my business. I was only working a couple hours a day. I had one or two big clients. It was perfect. That way I could like, you know, spend time on wedding stuff. When I came back from the wedding, I kind of was just like, I am not really excited about my business right now. I don't really want to do the writing. It's a constant thing I go back and forth with. Like, I get to a point where I'm like, yeah, okay, this is a cool product. I'm excited to work on this. And I do the writing and then I get bored by it. I'm too slow. I'm not, you know, there are so many other copywriters out there that are faster and snappier at it than I am. And I just like, it drains me so much. So in a couple of weeks after the wedding, this is like late April, I think I had a chat with my mentor and basically, I don't know if she said this or if this was just my revelation, but I was like, I don't have to do the parts of my business I don't want to do. Even if I'm a copywriter, I don't have to write copy, right? I still can bring value. I still can, you know, serve clients, but I don't actually have to be the one to write copy, which I think this is kind of comes back to like the $10 an hour tasks and like that sort of thing. Like it's once your brain can get over that, everything opens up and I go, okay, so what if right now I say, I'm never writing another piece of copy. Like I'll do the editing. I'll do that. I'm happy to like communicate otherwise and do the rest of it. But what if I say like right now in my business, I'm not never writing copy again. All of a sudden I go, okay, well now I'm not burned out by my business. Now I go, oh yeah, I can keep doing this. So since then I've stood to that except for one email I wrote because like the client needed it last minute and I didn't want to put it on my subcontractor who is still just starting out. But other than that, I have not done any of the writing myself. It's all been through people I've hired. I have met some incredible people and I am so excited. I love being able to hire people. I love being able to like share the abundance. And I like, there's a girl in Spain. She's an American, but she's living in Spain. I have somebody in South Africa working for me right now. I have somebody in Texas. Like I just really kind of love that part of my business. I love getting to talk to people. Now I just do like the strategy calls. I record them. I send them to my writers and I go, you figure it out. So I'm super excited about all of that. And it's what I spend my time on right now is so different than what it was a couple months ago.
That is so amazing. I'm so happy for you that you're like really making that shift because like what you said about sharing the abundance, like really resonated with me. I think about that all the time is like, you know, money. I saw this thing in my feed this morning, actually, that was like money will only solve money problems. And so like the more money that you have, like whatever type of person that you are, it will just like perpetuate what that is. So like if you're a giver, you know, if you have more money, you're going to give it to more people and like help more people. So that's super awesome.
Yeah. I want to like sidebar one thing you just said made me think about this. I like all of this, everything like the recession talk, the stock market crashing and all of that has been, I've decided for myself personally, I am not reading any more articles about this. Like I am not like, it just, I see that stuff and I read it and it's just such like, it just creates such like a scarcity thing in me that I like have to protect myself from that now. And like, just because there is a recession, just like we've lived through it. There was one right when I graduated from college. Like it will all be fine. Also, we have businesses that can adapt and survive. And so just like that, you know, just as a sidebar, like if anybody is feeling that way, because like I was feeling that way a lot. And I'm just like, now I'm just setting a hard boundary around not reading about that stuff because it was like bringing me down a lot.
Yeah. And it's Jerry is my husband, but Jerry and I were talking about this a few days ago, but like, we kind of came to the conclusion of like, I was like, what should we do? Like, should we save more? Should we like, what should we do? Like, should we come up with some kind of plan? And he just very calmly was just like, I think we should just keep living the way that we've been living and just keep trusting we're going to be fine. And I think it will be fine. And I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty smart. Like we're going to follow that.
Yeah. Should we freak out or should we just act like everything's going to be okay? And it's like, well, yeah. This one's acting like everything's going to be okay. It sounds a lot better than freaking out because what good is that going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. So that brings it back to like some of my mindset stuff lately has been like, oh, I'm like, instead of, I could just write this and keep this whole chunk of money myself. I also like I pay people well. Like in general, I'm charging rates that I can pay myself well and I can pay people well. And that it all feels good to do that. And I go, oh, well, I could just keep this money and write it myself. And that gets me back into a very different mindset of being a freelancer and not a business owner, right? And some things I'm thinking about I maybe need to do in the future, kind of change my business name a little bit so it's not my name. I think that'll help. Like I'm thinking about maybe buying a different .com and just like sort of slowly, like nothing, you know, major needs to happen, but just I think for like myself to like remove my identity from it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That can definitely kind of like shift that a little bit. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
So when you are hiring people to do some copywriting for you, are you the one that's dealing with the client? Are they ever making contact with the client or how is that working?
So right now the process is I'm dealing with the client. I have a couple of new clients, which makes it really easy because then we're sort of on the same page. I'm on the same page with the writer, right? Like this is, you have exactly the same information I do. I have one client who I've been working with long-term who like I intimately know their business. I intimately know like, oh, they don't use this word. They use this word, like that kind of thing. And luckily I have an amazing writer working for them right now who is able to pick up on all that. And I've sort of been able to just kind of like brain dump a little bit. But as of right now, they're not in contact with the client. When I first, like a year ago, was trying to do the agency thing, I really had a lot of mindset challenges around being on calls with clients and being like, oh, my team, or, you know, like what if somebody sees somebody else is in the Google Doc and they click their comment or whatever. And so now I just sort of go, oh yeah, I have a team. I have a couple of junior copywriters. I have an editor, you know, like no one has ever since then flown back on that. So if I wanted to have clients and writer communicate, I don't have a problem with that in the future. Right now, I think it's still so new that I want to be intimately involved, but I think ultimately my goals are that I can then step back further, right? Like right now I'm basically the manager of my business. I'm doing the people, I'm doing the billing and that kind of thing. And that's okay with me right now, especially as I learn what works, but then I want to be able to take back further and hire somebody. Maybe I have a project manager, somebody who does what I'm doing right now. And then I can really just be more of like the visionary CEO role and let it run itself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I totally feel that. I felt that way too. Like when I was first starting to hire people into my business, like I had such a freaking mindset block around like if people see that I'm like working with someone, like they won't think it's like my work or like whatever. I don't know what that like mental thing was, but like finally I just came to the conclusion that it was just like every other business pretty much in the world like has a team. Like why can't I have a team? It was just like that realization of like, oh, like I'm just like any other business out there where like I am allowed to get help and I am allowed to, you know, hire people to help me with the things that like maybe don't light me up as much as the other like kind of creative tasks that I love doing. So yeah, I totally feel where you're coming from with that, because I think that that's just like a huge mindset thing. That's like a shift that you have to kind of make in your business, especially if you're moving towards like a kind of agency model.
Yeah. I'm so curious where that comes from too. Cause I've talked about it with other copywriters. Like this is not uncommon. So like what, like when we were growing up, were people like bashing when other, like, was it like, oh, I can't believe the nurse came in when I came to see the doctor. Like, where does this come from? I'd love to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, this feels good to just like kind of chat and like check in. We kind of do this offline, but it's fun to do it on the podcast too.
Yeah, definitely. It's been cool to kind of catch up.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's our episode. And we want to thank all our listeners for joining us today. And if you enjoyed the episode, you know, rate, subscribe, comment, all of those things we love. And we will be back soon. Until next time, stay sparkly.